This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, and thank you for being here for a special fundraising edition of First Friday Focus on the Environment. To support local programming and community engagement, take a moment and invest in your listening future. Donate at WEMU.org or call 734-487-2229. Now, the month of June is going to be a long series of lasts for me. I'll be retiring from radio at the end of the month and moving on to the next phase of my work life. Today is the very first of my lasts. It is the last time I get to serve as co-host of First Friday Focus on the Environment. And I get to do it with the two esteemed women who have been the driving force behind this monthly conversation series. This is a segment that launched nearly 30 years ago because of one of my guests. Lana Pollack is a former state senator from Ann Arbor. She was the author of Michigan's polluter pay laws that held manufacturers and corporations legally and financially accountable for the environmental messes they created. She became head of the Michigan Environmental Council and later served as the U.S. chair of the International Joint Commission, as appointed by President Barack Obama. It was Lana Pollack's idea to bring a statewide and national environmental perspective to Washtenaw County through what you know as First Friday Focus on the Environment. And Lana, as I prepare to say my goodbyes, it's truly a pleasure to once again say hello to you.
And hello to you, David. We're going to be looking closely, or listening closely, as the case may be, to the next chapter of your life, because if the previous one is any indication, watch out, world.
Well, I'll knock on Formica for you. My second guest today has been a guiding light and principled leader of this segment. Lisa Wozniak is the CEO and president of the Michigan League of Conservation Voters, and just about 16 years ago was hand-selected by Lana Pollack to take over. And since that time, we have all been the beneficiary of her knowledge of the myriad of environmental issues we are confronted with, where the challenges and successes lie. And she approaches it all with passion and dedication that is certainly an inspiration to me. Lisa Wozniak, thank you for being here for my final segment, and thank you for all the decades of partnership and friendship.
David, it's been a true honor to be part of this over these last many, many years. It was a privilege to step into this role when Lana moved on to the next phase of her career, and I will miss you in an extraordinary way, because you have been the anchor to all of this, and I know it's going to continue, but your voice, your passion, your commitment will be deeply missed.
Well, I don't know about the two of you, but I have a hard time remembering a long time ago. But Lana, I know do you recall the motivation for approaching me about a regular segment on WEMU? Why was this the right place and the right choice?
Well, I knew that I would have a fair-minded, intelligent discussion with you every month. I knew that WEMU had a good listenership and a growing listenership. I was feeling in those days, and this is not unusual, a lot of times people are talking to themselves, or they're talking to the people who agree with them always, and the environmental community, I was determined, should have had needed a broader audience, a wider listenership, and a conversation that would include some pushback and new ideas. And so WEMU was first on my mind, and you made it happen. Thank you.
When we first took to the air, Lana, John Engler was the governor of Michigan and had just about fully dismantled the polluter pay laws that you fought so hard to get enacted. Here we are in 2026, and that is an ongoing effort to reestablish even parts of the laws that you put on the books. Fair to say you remain frustrated and angry about it?
Well, I remain frustrated and determined. I'm going to live long enough, I hope, to see this this law be reenacted in Michigan and beyond. Michigan's polluter pay law was the best in the country. It was effective. It was effective in two ways. It not only cleaned up, paid for money that taxpayers would otherwise have had to suffer, or the pollution would have stayed put and the people would have had to suffer, but it also was a very strong preventative. People who in interest knew that they would be liable They were liable, and they would be held accountable, and that made them much more cautious. It reduced the pollution, even as it increased the funding for cleanup. That was $100 million in 5 years collected for cleanup. That was a lot. It worked. It worked. When you hold people responsible, they take more caution, and it's just fair.
You are listening to a fundraising edition of WEMU's First Friday Focus on the Environment. I'm David Fair, alongside the founder of this segment, former State Senator Lana Pollack, and my current partner, Lisa Wozniak. Lisa is CEO and president of the Michigan League of Conservation Voters, and this is the last time I get to co-host this segment before retiring, and I'm asking that you make a donation and invest in your listening future by calling 734-487-2229 or donating online at WEMU.org. Lana, when you decided it was time to move on from First Fridays, you hand-selected Lisa Wozniak as your successor. Why did you do so? And thank you.
Well, I did so because Lisa knows her stuff. Lisa, frankly, has a great radio voice and quick the answers, depth of knowledge. But I want to say something else, too. What League of Conservation voters brought to the Michigan environmental community is a political arm. Most of the environmental organizations are under the IRS tax code of nonprofit. That means that they can do some lobbying, they can do some education, they do important research and work, but they can't do political work in the sense of helping the people know which candidates are likely to be accountable to the environment and to them. Lisa was running an organization and building an organization, Michigan LCV, that did that. They have in addition to their status as a nonprofit, they have a nonprofit political arm that allows them to do extremely important work in holding political candidates, elected people accountable.
Well, Lisa, given that you were going to be forced to partner with me, what about WEMU and its audience made it an attractive enough option to overcome working with me?
It's been a pleasure, David, and you know that, to work with you. WEMU is one of the only stations that actually covers everything from the local to the state to the national in a really important and continuous way. The integrity that this station has in its commitment to that is something that drew me here. And of course, the program that you and Lana established together had been something I had been listening to and admiring for a long time. And so to be able to step into Lana's shoes and carry this forward was an honor. And I think about what Lana just shared about the organization that I'm privileged to be a part of. That organization was founded with a deep commitment to nonpartisanship or bipartisanship. And that is something that we remain committed to. I'm very sad to say that one of our board members, who was a very pivotal part of the organization for the last many years, former Congressman Joe Schwartz, just passed away recently. He sat on our board till the very end of his life. And it has been a real gift, I think, to this state to have an organization that's really committed to that and to be able to bring that to WEMU, to bring a perspective that we can recruit guests to this show that represent all sorts of different ideas and approaches to protecting our environment. And that has been a real gift, certainly to me, and I hope to the listeners.
It's certainly been a gift to me. And we've had the privilege of speaking with governors, U.S. transportation secretaries, presidents of utilities, a number of state representatives and state senators. What stood out as a highlight to you, Lisa?
Well, we've had such an array of people. I mean, I think one of the most compelling and certainly emotional ones for me personally was when we had the CEO of DTE Energy on to talk about about nuclear energy shortly
right
after
Fukushima.
The Fukushima disaster. That was not an invitation he had to accept. It was an issue that it was obviously very important to the world, to the globe. And we were able to have that conversation right here in WEMU's studio about what that meant for nuclear power, nuclear energy in our region. And so that's one thing that really stands out for me.
through all of these years of First Friday Focus on the Environment, the two of you have not only remained colleagues but friends. Now, we can talk policy all we want, but without forging relationships, we just don't get very far. Lana, what do you think the relationship that we've established with WEMU listeners has meant to environmental awareness and stewardship?
Well, I think it presents information, presents it in a way that is fact-based and clear, but it also leaves room for controversy. It leaves room for a difference of opinion. I think one of the things that this kind of programming does is help people understand that controversy, if it's or differences of opinion, controversy if it's civilly engaged in, is a way of solving problems. It's a way of finding, it may be a compromise, it may not be a compromise depending on the issue, but it's a way of informing a discussion and finding better ways to solve the problems. And radio and this kind of programming, this talk with exchange of ideas in this program, short form, is been extremely, I think, helpful to a number of people. Look, after I left the program, I was a listener to the program, and no one learned more than I did in listening to almost all of these presentations and arguments and discussions.
Once again, this is 89.1 WEMU's First Friday Focus on the Environment, my last one ever, and I'm so happy to share with you the two women who have kept me company for nearly 30 years, educating and informing all of us. On this second day of the WEMU fundraiser, I encourage you to donate at WEMU.org or call 734-487-2229. It will serve as tribute to these two amazing environmental advocates and partners in WEMU's First Fridays, and it will ensure that as we move into July and beyond my tenure at WEMU, the segment and the station carry on stronger and better. And with that in mind, if you are just tuning in, earlier this morning we made the formal announcement as to who will become my successor in co-hosting First Friday Focus on the Environment, and that will be former state representative and state senator Rebecca Warren. I, for one, am beyond excited about what's to come, Lisa. I promise you I'm going to be listener number one. When this
That's
segment
amazing.
Gets underway, I am going to learn. I am going to enjoy. The first episode with Rebecca Warren and Lisa Wozniak will take place on Friday, July 3rd. I think this is a partnership that can expand the conversations and create even greater awareness and community involvement.
Absolutely. Rebecca has been a key fixture in Washtenaw County for many years, but as you said, also represented the county in the area in Lansing. She understands the state very, very well. She's also done work at the national level. And so she brings perspectives and interests that I think will be very important to this. And whether we are talking about the whitefish issues in Lake Michigan, where if we don't actually invest there, we're going to have literally no whitefish in Lake Michigan, or issues pertaining to Washtenaw County, the SEU in Ann Arbor. I mean, I know that Rebecca's going to bring a great deal of knowledge to each one of these conversations.
And with both of you, many of our conversations have been focused on climate change, climate adaptation. It's been a real focus through the course of these First Friday conversations. Given the expertise of Lisa Wozniak and Rebecca Warren, Lana, what are you most looking forward to as First Fridays continue into the future?
Well, the country is in a place that we've never been. There have been challenges that are new in my lifetime, and those will be reflected in the environmental decisions and challenges that are met here in Michigan and locally and beyond. And Rebecca is smart. She's informed. She was, I recall, a very effective state legislator. She was played an important role in helping negotiate the Great Lakes Compact some years ago. And so I think I'm confident there's going to be intelligent discussions in a period of time that, as I said, at least unique in my lifetime. The challenges are great, they are grave, but I don't think they're beyond the country, and I certainly don't think they're outside the realm of embrace by WEMU and the listeners. I really want to give the listeners a whole lot of credit mm-hmm. here, too. I think one of the things you do best, David, is respect your listeners, and I think that's I know that's essential. You can't have you can't engage people if you're not respectful of who they are and what they know.
Well, sadly, our time together today has run out. Lana Pollack and Lisa Wozniak, thank you for sharing your wisdom, knowledge, and humor with me and the WEMU audience for nearly 30 years. Thanks to both of you for making time to share the air with me one last time as I prepare to leave the airwaves. I am beyond grateful to both of you.
My thanks to you, David. You have you've held this this program in high esteem and high priority during these last many years. You have led on this, and I have been very grateful to be your co-host.
Yes, and let's hear it for good humor, even in the roughest of days.
That is the founding mother of WEMU's First Friday Focus on the Environment, Lana Pollack, and the ongoing successor and co-host Lisa Wozniak. Lisa is the CEO and president of the Michigan League of Conservation Voters, and from here forward will co-host First Friday Focus on the Environment with former Ann Arbor State Senator Rebecca Warren. They will take to the air together for the first time on Friday, July 3rd. I'm David Fair, and no one is more excited about that prospect than me. I ask you today, during the second day of our on-air fundraiser, to please contribute for nearly 30 years of amazing work from Lana Pollack and Lisa Wozniak, and to ensure the foundation is stable and growing for what is to come. It's going to be bigger and better with Lisa Wozniak and Rebecca Warren. So my request to you is that you invest in your future listening with a donation now. I promise you will be rewarded. 734-487-2229 or WEMU.org. Signing off from First Fridays for a final time, I'm David Fair with the biggest thanks to all of you for so richly supporting these conversations with me for more than 32 years. Thank you.